Thank you, Mr. Drew. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to give an update on my wife. I want to give heartfelt thanks from the bottom of my heart for all of you, for your cards and your prayers and your telephone calls and flowers. She's doing a lot better, and I expect that she'll be able to be here next week. She still has a little bit of the upper chest flu, whatever that was. It seems like it's hung on forever, but she's doing a lot better. And I want to thank everyone from the bottom of our hearts and my heart for your continued prayers and help in that matter. Let's go back in time. For some, it may be a short time. For others, it may be a long time. Let's think back to the first time that you were started to be drawn by God, when God started opening your mind to His truth. I can remember that exact time. I was over in Bentwaters, England, from the U.S. Air Force. I was coming off the base, and I turned on the radio in my car, and all I heard was, "The world tomorrow." And I listened to that, and a little farther, he says, "God's kingdom is going to be back on this earth." I said, "Yeah, right." And a little farther, he says, "Yeah, and you realize, too, that there's God the Father and Jesus Christ who's right from the beginning. You can go to Genesis 1:26. I did that when I got home. I marked the time when I heard that broadcast, and I says, "Boy, this is something else. I got to hear this again." I tried to get the address and more information, but it was hard at that time because over there they didn't give too much information over the radio because it was from the pirate ships that are out on the coast of England. But I can remember how excited I was. And all of a sudden I could understand what was going on, and from that time on, God worked, helped, guided me, strengthened me, opened my heart and my mind a little more, not all at once, until I began to understand more of His truth and way of life. One thing, though, we can be grateful for is that we're not out to convert the world. Our great God has taken that responsibility. In John 6:44, you don't have to turn there, He says, "No man, no one can come to Me unless the Father who sent Me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." How grateful we are for that. My purpose today is to introduce a new program that has been given to us as an exciting challenge to help in the process that our Father is using to call more brethren into His and our family. I'm going to introduce you to our new Good News Brochures program that I've been offered as a tool to advertise God's Word to the public. We have a chance to help those God may be calling that do not have a computer, possibly, for a website, or with possibly no other way of contact with His church. But God has given us a hint as to what will help us accomplish this. I want us all to turn to Isaiah 9, and we're going to read verses 6 to 7. Isaiah 9, verses 6 to 7. Isaiah 9, verses 6 to 7. "For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace there'll be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness for that time on and forever." Now let's focus in on this last part of the verse. "The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." God gets excited. What about us? Let's turn to Romans 12. Let's go to verses 9 to 12. Romans 12, verses 9 to 12. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. And the last part here. Never lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. With this in mind, let's take a look at what this program is. We have three new brochures, and if we can get to turn on the view foils. Yeah, we might have to move it up a little bit. Okay. Yeah, that's good. This is what's come from the home office. And what I'd like to do is read it. Members needed to distribute good news brochures. Three new brochures are available for distribution by brethren in the United States. Excuse me. These eye-catching Take One advertisements include the following themes. Why does God allow suffering? I like this one here. Is this the time of the end? This one here. And the book of Revelation unveiled. Just like this one here. I have a kind of a display up here. And what it goes into is the fact that we're going to be putting all three different ones into one display. And then when they pick it up, they'll find one and pick up the next one will be different. So that's kind of the offset. Also, we don't have to have the same holder that we have here. We can put those in other areas too. When I communicated back with the home office, they said that was also an optional way that we can work that. Over the years, as I go on, these brochures offer potential readers edifying booklets by the same titles and the subscription of the good news. So inside, when they ask for the title of the, for what they're asking for, what they look at, they'll also be get the good news at the same time. Over the years, the brochure distribution has been cost-effective means to reach new people with a message of the gospel. You are welcome to get involved in this distribution effort. How does the program work? You will be given a supply of brochures and displays. All you need to do is locate stores in your community willing to display the units on countertops, vending machines, or other locations as a free customer service. After you have placed a display, just return to the store periodically to restock, and that's all there is to it. You can order additional supplies anytime. If you are interested in participating, please contact local church members. And now I have put down here myself, and then John Philbrook, if anybody, John, raise your hand. He's part of the process of coordinating this, and so is Larry Hardison. Larry, right here, okay? In conclusion, there's two sets of verses that's helped me when I go out to place a display. And not only placing a display, this could be in my own life as far as what I do day to day. So let's turn to 1 Peter 3. And I like to read verses 13 through 15. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Be prepared always to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that is in you. But do this with gentleness and respect. I found that when you go to meet with people, that you can talk with them and show them, pray about it first, and that God really does direct your paths. And that's what leads into the next one. And one of my favorite verses, and let's turn to Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Proverbs 3 and verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. How many times this has helped me, because I have, in so many ways, fumbled around, hit my head against the wall, more or less, and a lot of times making mistakes that if I didn't ask God for help and direction beforehand, it just didn't seem to work out as well. I have a couple sign-up sheets here that I'm going to put in the back right by the bulletin board back there. And I'd like to encourage you to sign up, and when we do, we'll go over those, and then we'll have another meeting to go over the more or less a little bit more detailed instructions on what to do to go out to get these displays placed. But I'd like to know how many would like to be a part of this. Even if you just take one display or one packet and find a place for it, let's everybody try to get into the process. Because we're actually doing this for God the Father, and we're helping Him call those that might not have a chance, that might be wandering around out there, who knows where, just looking for a chance to be able to pick up something that He can pick up and say, aha, I never knew that before, just like we did years ago, or soon. Come up, some will be coming up soon, some later, some fast. So let's work together with our great God to offer this service to our future brethren. It is definitely a team effort with our Father.